B'tachin for Life, Shir 722, Thursday, Parshas Vayeschanan. We are discussing the pasuk Lo Yisira Mipachad Leila. David HaMelech warns us, do not be afraid. And there's a very powerful Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Shar Shlishi, Islamid Beis. We mentioned it in the earlier Shirim. Rabbeinu Yoina describes a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze. Kiseitze la melchama alayavecha. When you go out to melchama on your enemies. Viraisa sus varechev am rav mimcha. The pasuk says you're going to see horses and chariots. A nation that's much greater than you, much stronger than you. Loi sira mehem. The pasuk says alav, you're not allowed to be afraid. And Rabbeinu Yoina explains that simply put, you would understand that this pasuk is telling you when you go to battle, you're not allowed to be afraid. And most people do not end up on the battlefield, so therefore this pasuk is seemingly not relevant to most people in their day-to-day lives. But Rabbeinu Yoina is not like that. Huzharnu bazeh, he writes, we are warned. Shem yira ha'adam, if a person sees, ki tzara kreiva, rachmona litzlan, that tzara is very close. Tia Yeshua Hashem Belvavai Vyivtach Alel. You have to put the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your heart and rely on it. Put it in your heart. The source of fear comes from the heart. It's an emotional feeling, an emotional response to a tzara. Rabbeinu Yoina writes, we are achroi, we are responsible, we are mechuyiv to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. And he brings two psukim. Ke'inyan shenemar, like a pasuk says in Tehillim, ach karoiv lireav yishai. The Rabbeinu Shalom's Yeshua is close to his yireim, is close to the people that fear him. What's Rabbeinu Yoina showing from this pasuk? Where do you see that a person is mechuyev to feel betachin in this pasuk? The pasuk says that the Rabbeinu Shalom's Yeshua is close to his yireim, is to someone that is yiras shemayim. What does that have to do with a person that maybe feels like he doesn't have any level of Yiras Shemayim? How does he know he's going to get a Yeshua? What's the Shari Tshuva's point over here? And the answer is that the Shari Tshuva is teaching us the source of feeling betachon, of not being afraid of what's going on. Because if you're afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, if you understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might, if you have real Yiras Shemayim, then you won't be afraid. That's the source of being able to overcome your fear, by internalizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. Hashem is a lot greater than any tzara that you're faced with. And if you're afraid of the tzara, Rachmana Litzlan, that means you didn't internalize the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not enough afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, if you want to see a Yeshua, says Rabbeinu Yoina, ach karoiv lireav yishai. You want to see a Yeshua, you have to be a Yorei Hashem. You have to be only afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of no one else. We will, Amir Tz Hashem, continue this discussion.